Hi, I'm VOA's Tommy McNeil with your worldwide news update. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Friday a deal to return hostages held in the Gaza Strip has been reached. He said he would convene a security cabinet later Friday and then the government to approve the long-awaited deal. Israel had delayed a vote Thursday on the ceasefire, blaming a last-minute dispute with Hamas for holding up approval as rising tensions in his government coalition raised concerns about implementation. VOA's Linda Grantstein has reaction to the news.
Palestinians in Gaza say they are happy to see an end to 15 months of Israeli attacks that Hamas says have killed more than 46,000 people and decimated the territory. Fadi Naim, a resident of Gaza City, says he is happy to return to his home, but people have lost many family members. The ceasefire would also mean a large increase in humanitarian aid entering Gaza. The World Food Program said it had 80,000 tons of food waiting en route. Meanwhile, Palestinians say Israeli attacks on Gaza continue. The Hamas-run health ministry said at least 80 Palestinians were killed by Israeli airstrikes since Wednesday. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Jerusalem.
AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani tells us U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is defending the Biden administration's policies on the Gaza war as protests interrupted his final scheduled news conference.
How does it feel to have your legacy be genocide?
As he spoke, people in the room accused Blinken of ignoring Israeli violence against Palestinian civilians.
Criminal! Why aren't you in the Hague?
They were rare, if not unprecedented, protests in the State Department briefing room. Blinken says questions about how the U.S. handled the war are fair.
And they'll be asked for a long time.
But says the administration had to focus on one thing.
Before we could actually get an end to a conflict, an end to suffering, and the prospect of something better.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is VOA News. While the strong winds that have fueled California wildfires have weakened for now, forecasters say those conditions could worsen again. That's prompted new warnings from Los Angeles Fire Chief Kristen Crowley.
The winds aren't necessarily here in the city, but with that, we still have, a large amount of unburned dry fuel with low humidity. We need to make sure that the community is thinking about how to prepare and prevent at this point, and also what we just heard is there's a potential Santa Ana winds coming Monday and Tuesday.
The fires are responsible for at least 25 deaths, the scorching of more than 40,000 acres, the destruction of thousands of homes, and power outages for tens of thousands of people. UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky have signed a 100-year partnership agreement. It's part of a European show of support to continue helping Ukraine prevail in its nearly three-year war with Russia. The announcement on Thursday came days before Donald Trump is sworn in as U.S. president with what he says is a plan to end Europe's biggest war since World War II. Starmer said that the landmark century-long agreement commits the two sides to cooperate on defense and on technology projects, including drones. AP correspondent Haya Panjwani reports on the looming TikTok ban.
The U.S. Supreme Court could decide on Friday about whether TikTok should shut down in a few days under a federal law that seeks to enforce its sale by the Chinese company that owns the social media platform. Two Democratic senators are urging President Joe Biden to extend the TikTok deadline by 90 days. Democratic Senator Ed Markey.
Even as we're debating, TikTok users are flocking to a Chinese app with no reported presence in the United States.
Currently, federal law requires that the video sharing platform divest itself from its China-based parent company, ByteDance, or shut down its U.S. operations this weekend. President-elect Donald Trump's pick for national security advisor, Florida Representative Mike Waltz, also said in an interview this week that Trump is exploring options to preserve TikTok. Haya Panjwani, Washington.
SpaceX has caught its Starship rocket back at the pad following liftoff of the spacecraft launched on top Thursday was destroyed. Elon Musk's company confirmed the loss just minutes into the flight from the southern tip of Texas. Spacecraft's engines shut down one by one and contact soon was lost. SpaceX says it will take time to figure out what went wrong. The trouble arose just a minute after the first stage booster returned to the launch pad and was captured by giant mechanical arms. That wraps up this update, but the world of news never stops. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.